Hello, and welcome to Saffron Honey Chai, and welcome to our Red Velvet brothers and sisters, because apparently redheads, as in gingers, are black? Question mark? Congratulations. Happy to see y'all with us, because, okay, in the long history of people being added to the cookout, people are like, yeah, I'm in the cookout. I never seen people fall to their knees and cry about being invited to the cookout. What's this? Y'all got a little excitement I wasn't expecting. I've never, ever, and it's not just one or two. I've seen like 10 people like, you know, I've always loved black people so much because you guys always accepted me. And it's like tears pouring, like actual sobbing. And, you know, they're a little light-skinned, so they be turning red when they cry. And you could really feel the passion and emotion. It's like, wow. And then the dance videos and the guy with all his spices, like, can I bring something to the cookout? And it looked like a black grandmama's kitchen. He got the damn latrines on the table. Oh, yeah. This might have been the move. And I really do like it. I did see someone posting, oh, well, where was this energy when Halle Bailey was the Little Mermaid. And I just have to say this. If you go back and look at those videos, you're not seeing a lot of gingers, not a lot of real for real gingers. It's not no Long May or Lang Reek ass people or Salty Shillelagh people. No, it is the bottle ones, you know, the redheads, L'Oreal. Artificial dark miasma energy. They're not real redheads. They might not even be real blondes. Those are brunettes. Brunettes who got a little too invested in the red hair dyeing journey and got confused. The dye confused them. But are real deal wholesome gingers? A1 says day one. No one ever doubted it. They need a little more SPF than the rest of us, but we still love them through it. We can understand and accept them through all hardships, you know, because Mark rocking with us, so we rock with Mark. I really do love how open and accepting and community-minded my Black people are, because one thing about some Black people, we glad you do community. It might take a little bit of like, might be a little friction at first, but eventually, if you hang around enough Black people long enough, it's not whose goddamn white baby is this. It's like, hey, he's just light-skinned. Leave him alone. We found him. He's ours now. because we all have that family member. It's like, where'd they come from? Shh. That's our kin. Be quiet. That's the beauty and magic I feel about Black people, because I think we're real community engineers. We know how to engineer acceptance. We know how to engineer safety. We know how to engineer numbers in a way that feels genuine. Because it's not just, oh yeah, might as well add gingers. No. It's like, no. We're dead serious about adding gingers in. No. We're dead serious about adding people to our community and taking care of our community and letting them know the responsibilities of being in the community too. Oh, because they're not letting them rest. It's not like, yeah, you just come to a few barbecues and block parties every year. No. They're going to be taken to the streets. It's only a matter of time. Yeah, we're going somewhere with this. Don't you worry. But not to hop on sinners again, I think we can really tie this together, because, like, I don't know if you guys know the history of Ireland and Scotland and what the British did to them, because Ireland and Scotland used to be bright, colorful bastions of indigenous beauty and joy. Now, you might say, what do you mean indigenous? They're white. Okay, you can be white and indigenous. You just got to be indigenous to wherever you are. But the Irish and the Scottish, they had all these beautiful clothes, these ancient traditions, separate languages, multiple languages. English is just Britain, okay? The UK is sort of like the United States, united by force. It's not like united because we all held hands and danced around in a circle. No. united because someone had a gun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So since that was the situation there, and I really inspire you, not inspire, I really want to encourage you to look into like the history, especially since we just recently celebrated St. Patrick's Day. Look up what St. Patrick did. Look up what St. Patrick did and how he got all the snakes out of Ireland and see what the snakes were. There were no snakes. I'll tell you that one. Spoiler alert. Not the right climate for that. And understand that a history of oppression is what unites us all. At some point, you will experience oppression. If it's not today, it's your descendant. It will be your descendant. And unfortunately, redheaded people have had a long storied history of being accused of not having souls and being actively beaten up consistently just because, why not punch a ginger day? Like actually getting injured, like really getting hurt because they just happen to have red hair in the wrong place at the wrong time. And we need to look into as well why that happens to gingers. And like, don't call Paw Patrol. The answer is actually anti-Semitism. Yeah. Yeah. So for a long time in Europe, mostly redheads would be Jewish. They would be of the Jewish faith. And I don't know if y'all know this. Not a lot of people are super chill with Jewish people in medieval Europe. And a lot of that sentiment still carries on to this day. So you get this group that tends to have more redheads than others. And now it's like, oh, there's no soul. So, okay. It's because they don't think Jewish people have souls. That's the situation we're seeing here. And it just carried on because people forgot that a lot of redheads used to be Jewish. And it's just like, I don't know why I don't like these people, but I don't. That's what we're seeing here. So thoughtless oppression for no reason. The natural redheads, they understand it. They understand it. Not those bottle brewers, but the natural ones, yeah. And not to do too much on those bottle brewers, but those are the type of people, they wouldn't even know how to spell Iron Brew. If you know, you know. If you know, you know. Fostering community and looking into the ways our communities intersect, I think will go on to be very important. And I do think it's very telling that this came up after Sinners came out, where Remick was out here, you know, dancing in this circle outside the juke joint. And all of a sudden, everyone was like, oh, they're Black. Living, he knew what he was doing when he put that 808 over the river dancing. He knew what he was doing with that one. Because division is very easy to cultivate if you just look at what's different. Oh, that those people are typically taller, those people are typically shorter. Oh, their color is wrong. Oh, they have the wrong hair color. They have the wrong religion, this, that. It's very easy to look at those sort of things to make your determinations on, oh, who has value, when instead you could really look and say, this person is my brother. They are my kin. We don't have blood, but we have blood. We're really, I don't want to say we're all the same, but we're very similar. Diversity is what enriches us. It's what makes our lives better, brighter, stronger, and helps strengthen our species. Because I know you've all seen the Habsburg chin. We don't need to get too close with those who are too like us. But exploring what makes us different and how to find the similarities and the differences, that is ultimately what is going to bring us back out of this dark period of hatred and disillusionment with community. We need each other. I'm not just talking about like Black people and ginger. I'm saying we all as a human species need each other to live and survive, especially with such an interconnected world. Like if one country's economy falls and that economy is sort of reliable.
Yeah, we're all going down, honey.
Yeah.
No one's getting out of that one.
If there is an illness in one country, as we've all seen, and it can travel, we're all down for the count for a year and a half at the very least, and everyone's immune system will be much weaker after that. We literally, not figuratively, not spiritually, not emotionally, not psychologically, literally need each other and to have each other's best interest at heart and to think kind, warm, genuine things about ourselves and each other and act on that. Act as though you have the best interest for your neighbor and that they have your best interest in mind. It might not always be true, but the more you practice this mindfulness practice of not being a bastard, the better you will improve as a person and the better we can make our world, because it's very easy to elbow your friend and get them to do the right thing as well. If you already have people in your circle who might be doing some knuckleheaded activities, it's very easy to bring people right back in line. You just need to know where the line is and inch forward a little bit and create a new standard of quality in our shared and interconnected communities. So, welcome again to the Gingers. We'll see who else gets welcomed. And stop giving out cookout invitations all willy-nilly. If they're not falling to their knees crying and whipping out their entire spice cabinet, they might not belong here. I'm so sorry. They might not belong here. But for now, we do approve of the Gingers. And we definitely approve of Ryan Coogler and Lulu Jordanson. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. They're not in heaven. They're still with us. But God, heavenly, celestial. All right. And that's it for this week. There was no drink this week, so I'm ending early because I'm thirsty. Bye.